Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Once again, we meet at the end of the year.
我们再一次在年终的时候聚在一起。
Actually, I think that's the only time you want me to come, the end of the year.
这是你们唯一叫我来的时候。
But it's a wonderful time for us because we can fellowship together as the people of God as we close out this year.
这实在是一个美好的时光，我们属神的人能够一起来交通。
Things are moving with a faster momentum in the world today.
今天在地上很多事情都进展得很快。
And in Christ's kingdom, he's preparing his bride for these final days.
在基督的国度里面，他在这最后的日子预备他的心腹。
We want to read a few verses this morning.
早上我们愿读几处的圣经。
To set our hearts in the direction of our fellowship today.
来定下我们交通的方向。
First, we want to read a portion of John chapter 8.
我们先来读约翰福音第八章。
Jesus is talking to his disciples.
耶稣对他的门徒们讲话。
His disciples have been faithful in following.
这些门徒们很忠心地跟从他。
But they have much to learn regarding spiritual freedom.
但是他们对于属灵的自由，他们还要有很多功课要学。
We begin in verse 31.
我们从八章三十一节开始。
So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
三十一、三十二节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
They answered him, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?
耶稣回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说你们必得自由呢？
And Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
The slave does not abide in the house forever. The son does abide forever.
奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。
So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed.
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
And then we want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们再翻到哥林多前书第十章。
This is a familiar exhortation of the Apostle Paul upon the Christians in Corinth.
是保罗对于哥林多教会一个很著名的一些的劝勉的话。
Beginning in verse 1.
第一节开始。
For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were laid low, In the wilderness.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的就是随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督，但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
And verse 11.
第十一节。
Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
你们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
And then one verse in Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书 第一章一节圣经。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
腓立比书第一章二十一节。
For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we come unto you in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们靠着我们亲爱的主耶稣基督的名来到你的跟前。
He has come, done a great work, and even now is perfecting that work against his return.
主来了，成就了大事，今天还要完成神的旨意。
Lord, it's our desire to be part of this work in the end days.
我们实在愿意在这个末后的日子能够在这个世上有份。
And we know in the end days, the church has become hard of hearing.
在这个末后的日子，教会好像听不到你自己的话。
But we would be those who would hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
但是我们愿意听到圣灵对教会所说的话。
Give us fellowship together in these matters, we pray.
我们祷告求你让这些事上我们实在能够与你有交通。
And lead us into this glorious freedom.
把我们带进这荣耀的释放里面。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。Amen.
I always enjoy coming here and fellowshipping with you brothers and sisters.
我实在很喜欢来到这里跟弟兄姊妹们有交通。
Although I receive a number of invitations to go places,
我虽然接到很多的邀请要到不同的地方，
my heart is always to come and fellowship among those that the Lord is recovering in a true way.
我实在愿意来到弟兄姊妹，那些弟兄姊妹当中，他们的心实在是给主恢复过来。
And so because we feel like the Lord is showing us His way and recovering His way, so we can fellowship together on some matters.
我们看到主实在是告诉我们他的道路，也在这条路上恢复我们。
As you know, I live in New York City.
大家知道我住在纽约。
And we have a meeting in Manhattan.
我们在曼哈顿有一个聚集。
We thank God a growing number of young people are joining among us and gathering as the church.
我们在那里看到很多年轻人一直的在那里增长，加入教会。
But there has arisen a burden in my heart, and so this is the basis of our fellowship this weekend.
但是最近我有这样的一个负担，这是我这个周末要交通的。
Now I need to make a contrast, and I hope you will understand.
我要讲一个对比，希望你们能够明白。
Most of those who are joining us in Manhattan know all about the Christian life.
那些参加我们聚会的，在曼哈顿的年轻人，他们都知道基督徒的生活。
They come from churches here and there.
他们从不同的教堂来。
They know they believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们知道他们信耶稣。
They know they should pray.
他们知道他们要祷告。
They should go to church.
他们要去教会。
They should worship God.
他们要敬拜神。
They should live a moral life.
他们要活出一个高道德的生活。
They shouldn't cheat on their income tax.
他们不能够偷税。
They know the words of Christianity.
他们知道基督教里面的这些的教导。
They know just what to say.
他们也知道应该讲什么话。
They're very familiar with the Christian life.
他们对于基督徒的这样的生活非常熟悉。
But I fear they do not know the Christ life.
但是我恐怕他们不认识基督的生命。
Now this is something different.
这是不一样的。
It's actually two well-known books written by two men very influential in the Keswick movement.
有两本书是两位在开西聚会里面神使用的仆人写的。
Our brother Dr. F.B. Meyer,
迈尔弟兄
was a tremendous preacher in England who influenced many.
在英国是一个很出名的传道人，影响了许多人。
He influenced Brother Sparks.
他影响了史柏克弟兄。
He was a friend of Reverend Spurgeon.
他也是施布珍的好朋友。
He wrote a book.
他写过一本书。
And it's called The Christ Life for the Self Life.
他写了一本书，是讲到基督的生命。是为了人的己生命。
Also, Brother A.B. Simpson wrote a book with a similar title.
宣信弟兄也写了相同题目的一本书。
The Self Life and the Christ Life.
己生命跟基督的生命。
Now, do you know the difference?
你知不知道这里面有什么不同？
Let's take it back just a step.Do you know the difference between the Christ life and the Christian life?
我们退一步，我们来看看基督的生命跟基督徒的生命，宗教的生活有什么不一样。
Now you see, if I asked you, do you live the Christian life? I hope you would say, Amen.
如果我问你，你是不是过基督徒的生活，你当然说是的。
And I hope other brothers and sisters around can look at you and say, yes, they live the Christian life.
你说他们是过是一个基督徒的生活。
You can tell by the way somebody dresses and talks and by their faithfulness that they follow the Christian life.
你看到他们的穿着、他们的言语、他们的道德，他们是像一个基督徒的生活。
But now let me ask you.
那么再问你。
Do you live the Christ life?
你是不是活在基督的生命里面。
Now what is the difference?
这有什么不同呢？
The Christian life is defining your way of life.
基督徒的生活在那里就给你的生活的下个定义。
See, you have the Buddhist life.
或者你有这个佛教徒的生活。
The Hindu life.
印度教的生活
，a secular life，
所谓的这些圣品的生活
，and a Christian life，
世俗的生活，还有基督徒的生活
，these are like a lifestyle，
这些都是你生活的这些的形式。
It's referring to the outward perception of your life，
是你生活外表的给人看到的。
But what of the Christ life?
但是讲到基督的生活生命。
Why does F.B. Meyer use this term, the Christ life?
为什么迈尔弟兄讲到基督的生命生活？
Now this is not defining a style of life.
这不是讲出一个生活的形式。
It's revealing the source of life.
是讲到生活的源头。
We read this verse in Philippians chapter 1.
我们刚才读过腓立比书第一章。
For indeed our brother the apostle Paul lived the Christ life.
使徒保罗他是活一个基督的生活。
And he says, For me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
Now what does he mean by that?
什么意思呢?
Well, some people think it means that Christ is his motivation.
有人觉得基督是他的动力。
I love Jesus and I live to serve him.
我爱耶稣基督，我为他而活。
Well, of course, that's true.
这是真的。
But there's more.
但不止这样。
If you read further in Philippians, you see,
如果你继续读腓立比书,
that Christ is his goal.
基督乃是他的目标。
He's pressing on that he may attain to the goal of Christ.
他是努力地向着这个标杆来前行。
That he may gain Christ.
叫他能够得着基督。
Now that's something very wonderful.
这实在是很美好的。
Is that what he means?
是不是这个意思呢?
Yes, but he means something deeper.
是的，但是还有更深一层的意义。
What does it mean for me to live is Christ and to die is gain?
什么叫做因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Paul has found the wellspring of life.
帮我找到生命的泉源。
Christ is his initiator.
基督是他的开始。
Christ is his strength.
基督是他的力量。
Christ is his mind.
基督是他的思想。
Christ is his burden.
基督是他的负担。
Christ is his boss.
基督是他的老板。
Christ is his best friend.
基督是他最好的朋友。
Christ is his lover.
基督是他的爱人。
For me to live is Christ.
因为我活着就是基督。
That's the Christ life.
这是基督的生活。
Now let me put it in terms that we can understand.
或者我们再讲一点能够明白。
Now I'm sorry. All weekend I'm going to be talking about this subjective matter.
我整个周末我们是讲到这个主观的经历。
Now there are doctrines we can speak about. These are objective truth.
当然我们有一些的教导，这些是客观的真理。
But we want to speak about this experience of the Christ life if God helps us.
我们求主帮助我们，我们能够讲到基督的生活。
The Christ life.
基督的生命活出来。
Now let me give you a simple definition.
我给你们一个简单的定义。
It's very comprehensive, but it's simple.
是包括一切，但是很简单。
The Christ life is you living in Christ and Christ living in you.
基督的生活乃是基督在你里面，你在他里面。
Now wasn't that simple?
就是这么简单。
Then why don't we live there?
那为什么我们没有活在那里呢？
Is he...This is the burden that I have.
这是我这个周末的负担。
Our doctrines are way out ahead of our experience.
我们的教导比我们的经历好像往前走了很多步。
Now, how many of you know that you're in Christ?
有多少人知道你在基督里？
Oh, two people?
就两个人吗？
Amen.
Amen. 大家都知道。
Are you in Christ?
你在基督里吗？
If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation.
若人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Are you a new creation?
你是不是新造的人？
You don't look like it this morning.
今天早上和你们不太像。
Well, there you are, but it's a fact, isn't it?
这是一个事实，对不对？
Praise God for this fact.
感谢神给我们这样的一个事实。
Now, does Christ dwell in you?
今天基督在你住在你里面吗？
How do you know?
你怎么知道?
Because it says so in Scripture.
因为圣经是这么说的。
Now you can rest on that fact.
所以你就在这个事实里面可以得安心。
Now these are the objective facts.
这是一个主观的经历。
Now brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
Our problem is.
我们的难处。
That there's great spiritual weakness in our lives.
在我们生活里面有极大的属灵的难处，软弱。
For some reason, Christians have great difficulty living within these two great truths.
基督徒有很多的困难活进这个真理里面。
To live in Christ means that Christ is your complete source and sphere.
住在基督里面，就是基督是你一切的源头与范围。
For Christ to live in you means you hear his voice, you're empowered, and you are led by his spirit.
基督在你的里面，他是你里面给你一切力量的源头，他给你生活的力量。
Now these are the things I want to share.
这是我要交通的。
We could make a contrast as we begin.
我们一开始可以做一个对比。
By talking about the difference of the wine and the wineskin.
就是讲到酒跟装酒的酒囊。
Now the Christian life is our wineskin.
基督徒的生活是我们外面的酒囊。
It's our outward life that we practice.
是我们外面我们实行的这些生活。
So we break bread and you know we get around in a circle, or I guess it's a rectangle. In order to break bread.
或者是我们有一个圈子才能够擘饼啊。
So some people from some other church must be surprised when they go to your church, everybody's sitting in a rectangle.
有的人来到你们聚会里面说你们擘饼是围圈子的，很奇怪。
But that's part of your Christian life.
这是你们基督徒的生活的一部分。
Now you see, we all need such a wineskin.
我们都需要这样的酒囊。
There's no problem. We have to have some outward form.
我们需要有一些外面的一些的形式啊。
Back in the Jesus people days of the early 1970s,
但是在耶稣运动的时候70年代初
Now people were so spiritual back then, they just said, oh, let's let the Spirit lead. Maybe we'll meet on Sunday, maybe we'll meet on Tuesday.
那个时候他们说我们非常的自由，我们让圣灵引导我们，我们礼拜天聚会也好，别天聚会也好。
Now they thought they had the new wine, they didn't need wineskins.
他们说他们有新酒啊，所以他们不需要这些酒囊。
But they didn't meet very long.
他们聚会没有聚多久。
Of course we need the wineskin.
我们需要这些的酒囊。
But when the wineskin is missing the Christ life,
但是当这些酒囊缺少了基督的生命，
Now Christianity becomes very boring.
基督教就变成很枯燥。
It becomes duty.
成为只是一个责任。
It becomes legalistic.
成为只是律法主义。
It becomes custom.
成为一个习俗。
Tradition.
传统。
People do things because they ought to do it.
好像人就是要这样做。
They've been cut off from the living waters.
他们跟活水断绝了关系。
And they've made for themselves broken cisterns that can't hold water.
他们就制造这个已经残缺的这个东西会漏水的。
When we observe the Christian life today in the United States,
在我们观察今天美国基督徒的生活，
Where's the spiritual life?
属灵的生命在哪里？
The inner man is so weak.
里面的人是那么的软弱。
In the church, we talk about grace, grace, grace.
在教会里面，我们说恩典，恩典，恩典。
And people now understand that to mean I get saved and then I just make $1 million.
有人得的观念，我得救了，我就可以赚一百万。
There's no development of the spiritual life.
在那里没有在那里来培养他基督的生命。
The Christian lives all of their life in their natural flesh life.
基督徒就是过着他那个属血气天然的生命带出来的生活。
Now of course you don't.
当你们不是这样的。
Because in your hymn book you have the song, When I am in the natural man.
因为在你们诗歌里面有一首诗是说，当我还在属血气的里面的时候。
Right?
是不是有这么一首诗？
Do you realize...That's not the Christ life.
你知道那不是基督的生命。
So F.B. Meyer said, exchange your fleshly life, your self life, for the Christ life.
麦尔弟兄说，把你的属血气的，把你的己生命换成基督的生命。
Now you have to have a wine skin, and you have to have the new wine.
你需要有酒囊，你需要有新酒。
But the wine...should shape the wineskin, not the wineskin shape the wine.
是新酒应该形成酒囊的样式，而不是酒囊来影响新酒。
We begin as Christians by the Spirit.
我们做基督徒是从灵开始。
But we often end up in the flesh.
但是我们最后落到血气的里面。
We develop customs.
我们产生一些的习俗。
Think of the contrast.
来比对一下。
Of the church we see in the book of Acts.
我们看到使徒行传里面的教会。
They were living the Christ life.
他们是活出基督的生活。
Individually and corporately.
个人是这样，团体是这样。
They were on the way. They were disciples of the way.
他们是信奉那道的门徒。
These people had been liberated from legalistic Judaism.
他们是从传统宗教的犹太教里面释放出来。
And the Gentiles had been set free from the darkness of sin.
外邦人从最黑暗的势力里面释放出来。
They were walking with Jesus and talking with Jesus, and Jesus was talking to them. They were in Christ, and Christ was in them.
他们与基督同行，与基督有对话。基督在他们的里面，他们在基督里面。
Their life was fresh.
他们的生命是那样的新鲜。
Their life was challenging.
他们的生命是那样具挑战性。
Their life was dangerous.
他们的生活好像别人看来是充满了危机。
Their life was sacrifice.
他们的生活是带着牺牲。
But it was living.
但是是活的。
They knew the Christ life.
他们认识基督的生命。
Before Paul ever defined the Christ life, they were living it.
哦，保罗还没有给基督的生命下定义，他们就在那里活在其中。
They were motivated by the second coming.
他们因着主的再来，他们得着经历。
They were using the name of Jesus to do miraculous things.
他们奉主的名做奇妙神情神迹。
The word of God was living and increasing in their midst.
神的话在他们当中是活泼的，是一直在增长的。
Why has this Christ life gotten separated from the Christian life?
为什么这个基督的生命跟基督徒这些的生活分开了呢？
Those who believe in the Lord cannot be far from the Christ life.
信主的人离基督的生命不应该很远的。
And I hope to be able to fellowship and help us understand a little bit of what this means.
我真是愿意能够跟大家交通，大家我们能够明白一点。
The first thing I want to say is, to understand the Christ life is to understand God's original purpose for man in creation.
首先我们要明白基督的生命，我们要知道神对人身上提出的旨意。
Now all of creation was created by God to be, to show His glory.
一切的创造为了彰显神的荣耀。
Paul says that if you look at creation, you can see God's power and God's nature.
保罗说，当你看到神所创造的，你就能够知道神的神能跟神的性情。
Creation displays God in some characteristic.
被造在那里彰显神的性情，神的荣耀。
But we know that the centerpiece of His creative process was the creation of man.
我们知道一切的被造的中心乃是人的被造。
We remember David speaking in Psalm chapter 8.
我们记得大卫在诗篇第八章那里这样告诉我们。
And here David is speaking about man in God's purpose.
在诗篇第八篇，大卫讲到神在人身上的旨意。
Let's read a few verses.
我们读几节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Psalm 8, verse 3.
诗篇八篇第三节。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他，世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty, and you make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet.
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐给他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理手里所造的，使万物都伏在他的脚下。
Now David is reflecting upon man.
大卫在这里把人来讲出来。
Of course, men in David's day were fallen and sinful, just as we are today.
大卫的年日，人堕落，在罪里面，好像今天一样。
And yet David says, "What is man that you think about it?"
大卫说，人算什么？你想一想。
And David realizes,
大卫他知道
that God has a great purpose for man.
神有一个大的旨意在人身上。
It's true, he lives upon the earth, he's his flesh and blood.
当然，人活在地上有血肉之体。
He's lower than the angels or God.
他比神比天使微小一点。
And yet God crowns him with glory.
神却把尊贵荣耀为冠冕给他。
And God gives him authority over all that is on the earth.
神叫他能够管理全地。
Look at this man.
看这些人。
David just wonders, this man and God's purpose, when will we ever see it?
大卫就在那里叹息说，在神旨意里面的这样的人，我们什么时候能够看到呢？
Now you remember, the writer of Hebrews uses this very scripture to talk about Jesus.
你知道希伯来的作者也这样讲到。
And after quoting these verses, the writer says, but man has not yet put all things under his feet.
但是希伯来的作者说，人没有把这一切都伏在他脚下。
Indeed, we have fallen far, far from God's original purpose.
我们实在从神永远的旨意底下，我们坠落了。
But then the writer of Hebrews hits us with that wonderful gospel. But we see Jesus.
但是希伯来的作者叫我们看到说，我们仰望基督。
Made a little lower than the angels.
让天使们
crowned with glory.
给他尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
Because he tasted death for every man.
因为他为人类尝了死味。
Now you know this phrase son of man is very interesting.
这里讲到那些人。
We find it.
讲到就人子。
We find it often in the Old Testament in Hebrew parallelism.
我们在旧约里面，我们看到有希伯来文的平行语。
You know how the Hebrew poets would use two lines that are quite similar, but there's a little difference.
你知道希伯来的诗是用两句话啊，相似但是有不同点。
So David says in this verse 4, "What is man that you think about him, and the son of man that thou considerest?"
这里说人算什么？已经顾念他，然后就是讲到你要看人子是怎样。
So on the one hand, we can say that man and son of man are synonymous. It's the same thing. It's two ways of saying man.
你讲到人跟人子好像是同义词。
But when we look more closely,
但是当我们仔细来看的时候，
we see that often this phrase "son of man" speaks of man according to God's purpose.
这里讲到人子。乃是说那些人是照着神的旨意来活的。
Not just mankind as he exists today.
不是普通的人。
But man as God intended.
乃是人照着神的意思活的。
This is how God intended man to be.
这是神要人这样的。
Crowned with glory and honor.
把尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
Having authority over all things.
叫他能够管理一切。
This was meant to be the position of man.
这是人应该有的地位。
Is that you and me?
你我是不是这样？
Then why are you still afraid of the little mouse?
为什么你现在连那个老鼠都怕？
And why are you fearful and cannot go to sleep?
为什么你怕到一个地步你睡不着觉？
And why are you being led around by other things rather than taking authority?
为什么别的东西正来辖制你，你不能够掌管这些呢？
And I don't see any crowns of glory yet.
我好像在你们上还没有看到荣耀的冠冕。
Well, we can't understand man and his eternal purpose until we see him in Christ.
我们不能够明白神在人身上的旨意，除非我们在基督里。
Jesus, as the Son of Man, lived on earth just as man was meant to be.
基督人子在地上活，就活出了人应该有的样式。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, so we could behold His glory.
道成肉身住在我们当中，叫我们能够看到他的荣耀。
Now I know a lot of sisters are always asking, well, what is man? What is man?
很多姊妹们问我，这个人。男人是怎么回事？
Or maybe they ask, where is a man? Where is a man?
或者问那个人在哪里啊？
But you need look any further than Jesus Christ.
你只要看到耶稣就可以了。
When he came to this earth and he called himself Son of Man, he was saying more than he was just a man.
当他来到地上的时候，他自称为是人子。
He was saying, look at me.
他说你们看我。
This is what the Son of Man is.
这是人子的样式。
You and I are supposed to be like that.
你跟我应该像这个样子。
Full of glory.
满了荣耀。
Grace and truth.
充满了恩典跟真理。
And the, because he lived the Christ life.
因为他活一个基督的生活。
We see him free.
我们看到他是释放。
Here's all these people in bondage, but he comes and releases the captive.
你看到多少人在捆绑的里面，他在这里释放我们脱离捆绑。
People living in lies, and he's free to speak the truth, and light shines in the dark.
今天人活在谎言的里面，他在那里讲出真实的话，叫人能够得释放。
Jesus was free to love.
耶稣是满了爱。
He was free to heal.
他在那里可以释放医治。
He was free to serve even his own disciples.
他在那里甚至服侍他的门徒。
This is the way man was created to be.
这是人被造应该有的样式。
But it's not enough for us just to stop there.
但是我们不是只停在这里。
We must follow John's course as he goes through his gospel.
我们需要根据约翰福音他讲的。
Because John lays down the truth as Jesus repeatedly says the truth about who he is.
因为约翰福音那里讲到真理说出什么是真理。
What is man?
人是谁呢?
Look at Jesus.
你看看耶稣。
And hear him say this.
你听他这样讲。
I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
我在父里面父在我里面。
I only do the things the Father tells me to do.
我只做父差遣我做的事。
I do nothing on my own initiative.
我自己不开始做什么事情。
Have you seen that throughout the Gospel of John?
你在约翰福音里面一直看到这些话吗?
People keep coming to him and say, how did you do that miracle?
人问耶稣,你怎么会行这样的神迹呢?
He says, I do nothing of myself.
他说我靠着自己什么都不能做。
If the Father works, I work.
我父做工我才做工。
Now there you're seeing the first picture of the Christ life, and it's from Christ himself.
你这就看到头一个基督的生活是从基督本身身上看见的。
When Christ walked the earth, the Father and the Holy Spirit indwelt him, and he in them.
当基督在地上行走的时候父与圣灵在他里面，他也在父里面。
He was in the Father,
他在父里面。
And the Spirit was in him.
圣灵在他里面。
There's a man.
这里有一个人。
Unhindered by sin.
没有受罪恶的辖制。
A life flowing with freedom.
生命是那样的自由、
Grace,
释放。带出恩典。
Truth.
带出真理。
And he laid his life down for us.
他为我们把他自己命舍了
service
服侍我们
when we go back to the book of Genesis let's go back to chapter 1
当我们回到创世纪第一章的时候
we hear this wonderful Father, Son and Spirit speaking
我们听到父子圣灵在说话
in verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1
创世纪第一章二十六节
Then God said,
神说,
let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them rule over the fish of the sky, over the birds of the, fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟。地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
Now God created this beautiful world.
神造了这个美丽的世界。
And some of us love animals. Well, God created animals too.
今天很多人喜爱动物，神也造了这些动物。
And God gave animals a body and a soul.
神把身体跟魂给了这些动物。
And that's why your cat likes you.
这是为什么你的猫喜欢你。
That's why your dog obeys.
为什么你的狗听你的话。
They have a body and a soul.
因为他们有一个身体跟有一个魂。
And they're hardwired by God with instincts.
他们的心是，他们是神，他们的心是神创造的。
So you may have a pet tiger.
你可能有一个老虎的宠物。
And you feed it steak every day.
每天给它吃牛排。
And he purrs.
然后它就在那里。
And you go in the cage and you pet him.
你到它的笼子里面，你拍拍它。
But he is hardwired wild.
但是它是很凶猛的。
And one day, Sigmund and Freud go into the cage. No, not Sigmund and Freud. Sigmund and Roy go into the cage, and the tiger almost eats one of them up.
所以有一天你跑到笼子里面，老虎差点把它吃掉。
Animals are great.
这些动物很可爱。
But they have no spirit.
但他们没有灵。
The uniqueness of man is God made man body, soul, and spirit.
人的特点乃是神给他灵魂体。
But instead of hardwiring him with instincts, he hardwired them to be connected.
他有这样的本性。
He hardwired them to be connected to God himself.
神叫我们能够有与他连接的本性。
Now man is sinned, and his spirit is dead.
人犯罪了，灵死了。
Man is no longer connected to God.
人不能够再连上神。
But originally, he was connected to God.
但是本来人是与神连上的。
What fellowship they had.
他们有那个美好的交通。
Adam, Eve, they were in the Father.
亚当、夏娃他们在父那里。
Now, they had a life.
他们有一个这样的生命。
I'm going to call it the Christ life.
我或者称它为基督的生命。
Why did they always come to the garden at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
为什么他每天下午三点钟来到伊甸园，园子里？
Oh, the Father wants to speak to us. I guess we better go.
因为天父要跟我们讲话，所以我们快点去吧。
No, that was the highlight of their day.
不是的，这是他们一生每一天里面的高潮啊。
Come on, Eve, let's go talk to Daddy.
夏娃，来跟爸爸讲话。
And he'd have fellowship, the Father, the Son, Adam and Eve, the Holy Spirit, in this wonderful fellowship.
说在那里，父子圣灵跟亚当夏娃有一个美好的交通。
Adam was free, Eve was free.
亚当夏娃他们都是自由的。
Yeah, Adam said, God told us, Eve, you're supposed to submit, and I'm supposed to lead.
亚当对夏娃说，你应该顺服，我要带领。
And until Eve met the devil, she never said that's not fair.
只等到夏娃遇到魔鬼之后，她才觉得是不公平。
And until Adam fell, he never used that authority in a wrong way.
亚当在没有犯罪以前，他从来没有错用他的权柄。
They were free to express God.
他们在那里就是很自由的把神发表出来。
Now they weren't God.
他们不是神。
No, man's a man.
人是人。
God's God.
神是神。
Don't get them confused.
不要把他混在一起。
Some people say, now we're saved, we are gods.
有人说我们现在得救了，我们是神啊。
They're crazy.
这些人发疯了。
This is not doctrine.
这不是真理。
But we have been made partakers of the divine nature.
我们是与他的神的性情有份。
When we are saved.
当我们得救的时候。
Now can you see Adam and Eve?
你看到亚当夏娃。
Can you see how large they were?
你看到他们是多么的大。
How free they were.
他们多么的自由。
Whatever gardening they did in the garden was just fun.
他们在园子里面做这些事情是非常他们喜欢的。
When they saw a new animal, it was an adventure. Father, what do we call this one?
他们看到一个新的动物就问，它叫什么名字啊？
Life was a challenge, an adventure, and it just rolled in a free way through their lives.
所以他们的生活就是这样满了 释放满了奇妙的事情发生。
Let us make man in our image.
我们要照着我们的形象来造人。
Now we have sinned.
我们今天犯罪了。
But we've been saved.
但是我们得救了。
And as John talks about this salvation, we all know this is a very simple gospel, but in John chapter 3,
在约翰福音三章里面约翰讲的福音我们很熟悉。
We remember how Jesus talked to Nicodemus.
我们记得耶稣怎么对尼哥底母讲话。
And he said to him in verse 5,
第五节,
Truly I say to you, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit.
上章五节耶稣说我实实在在告诉你们人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国从肉身生的就是肉身从灵生的就是灵
Now brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
When we were saved
当我们得救的时候
We entered in to the Christ life
我们就进入了基督的生命
We've always had our body and soul
我们一直有我们的身体跟魂
But our spirit came alive.
但是那一刻我们的灵活过来
Through the new birth.
借着重生
And the Holy Spirit came to reside.
圣灵就住在我们里面
And we're connected again.
我们就再与神连上关系
In this Zoe.
在这个永远的生命里面
This eternal life called Zoe life.
这个永远的生命
So John,
原文是 Zoe 这个字
So John talks about it in First John.
所以约翰在约翰一书里面这样告诉我们。
I know these things are all very familiar to you.
我知道这些的话对你们来讲都是很熟悉的。
But John begins by saying, I want to tell you, I have touched Zoe.
约翰说我摸到了永远的生命。
And I touched this Zoe through Jesus.
这是亲手摸过的是在耶稣身上。
I heard it, I touched it,I tasted it, I found it.
是我听见，我看见，我尝过，我找到了。
My eyes have seen it.
我的眼睛亲眼看见。
And then he says in verse 3,
第三节,
Now what we have seen and heard we proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
我们所看见所听见的传给你们使你们与我们相交我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交我们将这些话写给你们使你们的喜乐充足
Now if only we could see this that John is talking about
如果我们真是看见约翰所说的
You know the Father and the Son have always had fellowship and the Spirit
父子圣灵一直在交通的里面。
And it's out of that fellowship that they said, let us make man.
在这个交通的里面他们就定义说让我们造人。
But man decided not to eat life, but rather be independent.
人他们不吃生命反而他们要对神宣告独立。
And his spiritual life died.
所以他们属灵的生命就死了。
Then Jesus came and died for us.
耶稣来为我们舍命
that we might come into this fellowship
让我们能够进入这个交通
the father the son are talking and loving and singing one to another
父与子在那里相爱交通唱歌
and John says and I've entered into this eternal fellowship too it's the father the son and it's meThe Father and the Son is me. I talk to him, he talks to him, he talks to me. I worship him, he worships him, he talks to me. I'm in eternal fellowship. Even as I'm a human being.
约翰说我虽然是一个人但是我进到父子圣灵这个交通的里面我与他相谈与他来往。
But he says, Christians, dear Christians, listen.
他说亲爱的基督徒们呢请听。
This life is yours.
这一个生命，这种生活是你们的。
You and I fellowship together.
你跟我有这样的交通。
We fellowship with the Father.
我们与父交通。
We fellowship with the Son.
我们与儿子交通。
The Holy Spirit makes this fellowship possible.
圣灵就让我们这个交通能够成为实际。
That's the beginning of the Christ life.
这是基督生活的开始。
Now, are we living there?
我们有没有活出这样的样式？
Fellowship with the Father is not coming and saying, Dear Lord, I come to thee, I'm such a sinner, forgive me for my sins. Would you help me today at work? Amen.
与父交通不是说我是一个罪人，求你赦免我，求你帮助我，阿们。
Is that you reported in to the boss?
你就是好像来到老板面前报告。
And you're sure you've done something wrong, and so you say, okay, hit me with a stick, and then I'll go.
然后你就对神说，我犯错了，打我一棍，我就可以走了。
Is that what kind of fellowship we have?
这是你跟父的交通吗？
Well, that's no Christian life.
这不是基督的生活。
It's life in Christ, right?
乃是基督，乃是在基督里面的生活。
He's our atmosphere.
他是我们的气氛。
He is the grace of God.
他是神的恩典。
We find forgiveness in Christ.
我们在基督里面，我们找到赦免。
He's been made to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption all in Christ.
他成我们的公义、圣洁、救赎，都在基督里面。
Are you part of this eternal flow?
你是在这个永远的里面吗？
Well, if you are,
如果你是的话，
you discover glory, authority, freedom.
你在里面就找到荣耀、权柄、自由。
You find that you can start to say, I do nothing except what I hear the Father saying.
你就会说，我除了父叫我做，我就不做。
You start to say, I know the will of God.
你就会说，我知道神的旨
意。Because the Father told me.
因为父已经告诉我。
Now, I know you think I'm getting really crazy here.
你可能觉得我发疯了。
Because you think it's way too mystical.
你说这个是太过奥秘派了。
But it's exactly this kind of strong spiritual life that makes the church able to overcome in the last day.
是需要有这样刚强的生命，才能够在末后的日子叫教会带出得胜的样式。
So many Christians come and they say, "How do I know the will of God?"
基督徒来到神面前说，我怎么知道神的旨意？
And you should see as soon as somebody says that,
你就发现当人这样说的时候，
that the Christ life is not clearly theirs.
基督的生命其实没有清楚的在他生命里面。
All right, well, let's talk about two things that hinder the Christ life.
我们讲到两点在那里拦阻了基督的生命。
This is just for us to think about as we're getting started.
这是我们一开始的时候大家希望能够思想一下的。
The first thing that hinders the Christ life is our natural life, our self life.
头一个拦阻基督生命的乃是我们的己生命，我们属血气的这个人。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, The natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit. They're foolishness to him. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised.
在哥林多后书第二章第十四节那里
2.15
因为我们在神面前无论在得救的身上或没有的身上都是有基督馨香之气。哥林多前书第二章。
What were you preaching? Second Corinthians.
哥林多前书第二章第十四节。然后属血气的人不能领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看见，属灵的人才能看透万事，却没有一个人看透他。
Now the problem is this.
问题是在这里。
You and I are used to living body and soul.
你跟我经常活在魂跟体里面。
You may be headstrong if you've got a good brain.
如果你头脑灵光的话，你这个人头脑就人很强。
You may be strong-willed if you're a stubborn person.
如果你是一个固执的人，你就是意志非常刚强的人。
You might live out of your heart and your emotions if you're such a person.
如果你是一个充满情感的人，你就一直活在这种的感情里面。
But it's all the natural life.
但这些都是属血气的。
That's your soul.
这是你的魂。
And our soul sometimes tells our body what to do, and sometimes the body tells the soul what to do.
我们的魂告诉我们的身体干这个，有的时候是我们的身体命令我们的魂想这个。
But now, would you admit with me?
我希望你们承认。
The natural man is not the norm for man.
属血气的人不是正常的人。
It's not God's desire at all that man just live out of himself.
这不是神设计人这样活在自己的里面。
But because Christians live so much in the natural man, they miss out on the Christ life.
基督徒今天多少时候活在血气的里面，所以他们就失落了活出基督的生命。
We fellowship with many Christians.
我们与许多基督徒有交通。
When you actually talk to them practically now, how do we live our Christian life?
当你实际的跟他们讲到怎么样活出基督徒的生活，
They almost sound like a new Judaism.
他们就好像是现代式的犹太主义。
Now you should try to act with good intentions.
你们要有好的企图。
Give of your best to the master.
把最好的献给你的主。
My utmost for his highest.
我把我最好的给他。
Imitate Jesus.
效法基督。
What would Jesus do?
耶稣怎么做呀?
Go to church.
去教会。
Wait, build a church.
哦，建造教会啊。
Find the model in the New Testament and build the church.
哦，看到新约的样式，建造教会啊。
Do the best you can.
尽力而为。
And so many Christians are doing the best they can.
所以今天多少基督徒他们就尽自己的力量而为。
They're trying hard.
他们非常努力。
They're getting discouraged.
但是他们有的时候灰心。
If you try long enough, you get discouraged.
因为你一直在那里尝试的努力，你会灰心的。
The natural man cannot satisfy man's purpose.
因为属血气的人不能够达到人的目的。
Many people get worn out.
很多人在那里受不了了。
They become a culture.
这就成为一种的文化。
Please forgive me if there's anybody here from India.
有印度来的赦免我。
There's very precious Christians in India that I have met.
我在印度看到有很宝贵的基督徒。
One time they sent me to a city and I was preaching in the city.
有一次他们叫我去一个城市里面讲道。
And before I actually preached, they gave me a lunch, very hot food.
我讲道以前他们给我一些很辣的。
And they said, now before you speak,
说你讲到以前,
do you have our vision?
你有没有我们的意向?
I said, what is your vision?
我说你的意向是什么?
I would hope that they would say, Jesus Christ as life and Lord of all.
我希望他们说耶稣基督是一切是生命。
That's not what they said.
这不是他们说的。
Number one,
第一
，denominations are bad.
宗派是坏的。
Number two,
第二点
，every Sunday you must take the Lord's table.
每个主日你要掰饼。
Number three,
第三点
，must preach the gospel.
一定要传福音。
Number four,
第四点
，Number five,
第五点
，this was the vision.
这是我们的意向。
That's not vision.
这不是意向。
That's a wineskin.
这是酒囊。
And I met the brother at the end of his life who was who had the Christ life that formed these various assemblies by the life of Christ. And now they had wineskins.
我遇到了那位设立这些聚会点的那位年长的弟兄，在他的里面有基督的生命，但是现在只剩下酒囊。
Now I ask you a very serious question.
我问你们很严肃的话。
Is that all you want?
你们就要这些吗？
You want a wineskin?
你要这个酒囊吗？
You want it to be so people forever say, oh yeah, yeah, I know that kind of church. Yeah, it's a Chinese church.
你知道，是，我知道这样的聚会，这个华人教会。
You shouldn't be a Chinese church.
你们不应该是华人教会。
There's something in America that has to change.
在美国你们要被改变。
But if you're satisfied with that,
如果你们觉得很满意了，
you'll have a good wineskin.
你们有一个好的酒囊而已。
But the Christ life,
基督的生命
is molding a wineskin with a testimony here in the United States.
基督的生命要在那里成型，在美国有那个形式的酒囊。
Please forgive me for that.
你们赦免我的讲这些话。
So many people in New York are Christians.
在纽约许多信主的。
They like a wineskin.
他们喜欢这个酒囊。
Maybe it's the Hillsong wineskin.
哦，是这个方式的酒囊。
Lots of music, sparks, smoke, enthusiasm.
这个音乐，很多疯狂的事情。
Some people like Pentecostal wineskin.
有人喜欢五旬节式的酒囊。
Many good Chinese Christians.Young people go to this big, big church, Presbyterian.
有很多年轻的中国的基督徒去这个很大的长老聚会。
Where one of the smartest guys in America speaks every week.
每个星期有全美国最聪明的人在那里讲。
It's the smartest wineskin I've ever seen.
那是最聪明的酒囊。
Is that what the Lord wants?
神是不是要这些吗？
Now they never do anything. You know, they just sit in a big auditorium. They listen to the smartest man in the world, and then they go home.
这些基督徒他们什么也不做，他们就听这个最有智慧的人讲道，然后他们就回家了。
They're happy.
他们很快乐。
Hey, no cross.
没有十字架呀。
No discipleship.
没有门徒的训练。
No laying down of life.
没有舍己呀。
What's not to like?
有什么不好呢？
Just the wineskin.
那只是酒囊。
Where's the life?
生命在哪里？
Where are those people who've been talking to God? God's been talking to them.
那里有没有神与他们彼此相交呢？
But behind this life of the natural man, there is a lie.
在这个属血气的人后面有这样的谎言。
And this lie can only be exposed when you see a revelation.Of what God has in store for you through Jesus Christ.
这个谎言只有当你看到后面的耶稣基督给你的生命，你才发现这个谎言。
A Christian may truly be saved.
一个基督徒他真正的得救了。
But until they understand this lie, they cannot be free.
但是只有到他真正的认识这个生命，他才能够真正的得自由。
It's part of our fallen understanding.
这是我们堕落的思想里面带来的。
Here is the lie.
这里是这个谎言。
I am independent.
我是向神独立的。
I am just me.
我就是我。
I love God.
我爱神。
God's up there somewhere.
神在上面。
Hard to see with the big pine trees here, but he's somewhere up there.
就是在这个看不见很多东西，树拦阻。
I wish he were closer to me, but he's up there somewhere.
我希望他能够跟我接近一点，但是我知道他在上面某个地方。
I go to a church.
我去一个教会。
I meet some wonderful people.
我遇到很多很可爱的人。
They're separate from me.
他们跟我是有距离的。
I'm me, they're them.
他们是他们，我是我们。
So I try to find a church with enough of them who are like me, so we can get along.
所以我到希望找一个聚会呢，那些人都喜欢我，所以我们能够聚在一起。
Most Christians don't believe God's here.
就是多半的基督徒都不承认神在这里。
Most Christians don't believe that your brother and sister in Christ is here.
很多人都不真正的相信神在弟兄姊妹的心中。
If you did, you'd act a lot different.
如果你真正相信的话，你就不会这个样子。
The Christ life knows these things are true.
基督的生命知道这是真实的。
It makes all the difference.
就改变了一切。
Now let's just spend a couple more minutes in this final revelation, because I believe that we need to see the Christ life as it's presented to us.
最后我们愿意真是看到这样的启示，我们需要看到基督的生命与生活。
So let's turn finally to a few verses here in John chapter 14, and then that will be it.
我们最后翻到约翰福音十四章。
They'll have to have a special afternoon session to unwind and debrief you all that got confused about this Christ life and the Christian life.
我想你们需要一点时间把这个基督的生命跟基督徒这些宗教的生活要搞清楚。
So right after lunch, Raymond will have this meeting.
所以吃完晚饭你们可能需要讨论一下啊。
Now in John chapter 14, Jesus is about to go away to the cross.
在约翰十四章，当主要离开地上，离开门徒上十字架的时候。
But before he leaves, he wants to give them an understanding objectively of their union, which is soon to come.
他要告诉他们，在客观的认识上面，与主联合是怎么一回事。
Now, when Jesus said, I'm going away, the disciples got very anxious.
主耶稣说我要离开你们，这些门徒就很多忧虑。
Because the disciples themselves basically lived out of their soul and their body.
因为这些门徒只是活在他们的魂跟体里面。
So he says, I'm going away. They say, where?
他说，主说我要去。他说，你到哪里去啊？
He says, I'm building a house. What house?
说我为你们预备地方在哪里啊？
You know the way. They say, no, we don't know the way.
主说你们知道我的道路。他说我们不知道。
Outside, outside, outside. That's all they can think.
这些门徒们只是看到外面的。
So then Jesus turns to them and speaks to them about how your life is going to change.
然后耶稣就告诉他们你们怎么样你们的生命会改变。
According to God's original purpose,
是根据神起初的旨意。
You're going to become the dwelling place of God.
你们要成为神的居所。
Have you read that wonderful book by Brother Tozer?
你们有没有读过Tozer 的那本书呢？
Man, the dwelling place of God.
人神的居所陶树的书。
Do you know that's why you're here on earth?
你知道你这就是你在为什么在地上的原因。
To be a tabernacle of God on this earth.
成为在地上神的居所。
So we begin here, let's just begin to look, verse 16.
14章16节。
Where Jesus said, I'll ask the Father and he'll give to you another helper that he may be with you forever.That is the spirit of truth, whom the word cannot receive because it does not see him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
我求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Now that's a tremendous fact.
这是一个这么大的事实。
Clearly stated by Jesus for the first time to his disciples.
在头一次主耶稣向他的门徒说的那么清楚。
You know, you've known the power of the Holy Spirit because he's been with you.
你知道圣灵的能力因为他与我同在。
But on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天
even while the power was being demonstrated,
当神的大能彰显出来
it was the inner connection
乃是里面的连结
that made them enter into the Christ life.
叫他们能够进入基督的生命。
Well, let's look at it.
我们看。
At verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.
十八节，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
Well, now, wait, 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 what does that mean?
这是什么意思啊？
I just thought he said he's going away.
主说，你不是要离开我们吗？
But then he's sending the Spirit.
然后他就把圣灵差
了。And then he says, I'll come to you.
他说我必到你们这里来。
Is that talking about when he comes back?
是说他会再来吗？
I don't think so.
不是说他再来。
You better read another verse.
这我们唱另外一节。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Wait a minute, you're going to see me.
你们要看见我。
But I'm going away.
我没有离开。
How are you going to see me?
我离开了，你们怎么看见我？
And not only that.
不但这样。
You're going to live by my life.
你要活出我的生命。
Because I live, you will live.
因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Now, have you got a hold of that?
你掌握了没有?
Is this Jesus or the Holy Spirit?
这是耶稣还是圣灵呢?
Well, now it gets complicated.
Verse 20. 现在有点复杂了啊。
You ready for the Christ life?
你预备好活出基督的生活吗?
In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, you in me, I in you.
20节,到那日,你们就知道我在父里面,你们在我里面,我也在你们里面。
Oh, wait a minute, now what's that?
这个讲什么?
I am in my Father, and you're in me, and I'm in you. Wait a minute, where is he? Is he in me? Is he over me? Am I in him? Is he in me? Is it the Father? No, is it the Holy Spirit? I don't know.
我在父里面,父在我里面,你们在我们里面,到底在哪里?
Well, let's look a little further here.
下面再说,
you see, you like your theology nice and tidy.
你们愿意有这个很清楚一条一条的神学。
The Father's up there past the constellations.
父在那里。
Jesus is up in the third heaven on a throne.
耶稣在三层天的宝座上。
The Holy Spirit's moving around down here.
圣灵在这里运行。
Oh, so all of this is just talking about the Holy Spirit.
这个是讲到圣灵。
Now let's read on.
我们继续去看。
Verse 21.
21节,
he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
有没有我命令又遵守的这人就是爱我，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也爱他，并且要向他显现。
Now my Father is going to love you.
我的父也爱你们。
Way up there in outer space?
在天外之天。
Let's go to verse 23.
23节,
now Jesus answered and said, you know, Judas said, how come you're going to disclose yourself to the disciples and not to the world?
22节, 犹大说主啊, 你为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢?
Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
23节耶稣回答说人若爱我就必遵守我的道我父也必爱他并且我们要到他那里去与他们同住
Now this must be wrong.
这里有问题。
Jesus is saying me and the Father are both going to come and make our abode with you?
耶稣说我跟父要住在你们里面。
Now the Father lives in you?
父住在你们里面。
Now the Son lives in you?
儿子住在你们里面。
Now if you keep his commandments,
如果你们遵守他的命令,
the Father will dwell and I will dwell inside
you. 父跟子都住在你们里面。
And then how about verse 26?
26节。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所差来的圣灵要将一切的事指教你们。
Now there's the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到圣灵,
and he's inside.
他在里面,
and he is making sure that you remember everything.
他要你们知道,
he'll be there to convict us.
他在那里告诉我们。
Now I hope you have a big belly like me.
我希望你们有一个我的大肚子。
Because if I read this right, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are all inside.
父子圣灵都在我里面啊。
And I'm inside the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
那我也在父子圣灵里面。
I'm in a sphere of freedom.
我们实在在一个大的释放里面。
You know, man can only be free if he's in an environment that allows him to be free.
人只能够在一个释放自由的环境里面才得到释放自由。
Now, when you're in yourself, the natural man, you can't be free.
当你活在血肉之体的里面，你没有办法得自由。
You're in bondage like Egypt.
你是好像在埃及在捆绑底下。
But what if Jesus puts you in him?
当耶稣把 你们放在他里面的时候,
think back of the early apostles.
你想想初期的使徒,
here is Jerusalem, a whole city set against these apostles.
整个耶路撒冷在那里对付使徒们,
and yet they were absolutely free.
但他们是完全的得释放。
They walked around, healed, preached, 他们, spoke the truth.
他们在那里传道医治,
they were free in jail, they were free out of jail.
他们在监狱里面, 在监狱外面都是自由的。
They had the Christ life.
他们有基督的生命。
They prayed to the Father.
他们在那里向父祷告。
But they sensed the Father inside.
但是他们知道父在他们里面。
They said, Abba.
他说阿爸。
Where's this Abba?
阿爸在哪里？
Did they suddenly look out outside in the dark and look past Orion and say, Abba?
他们在那里在云外说阿爸是对他叫吗？
They heard somebody talking.
听到有人讲话。
They're responding to something.
在那里对他们有回应。
And Christ was indwelling them.
基督住在他们里
面。And the Spirit was indwelling them.
圣灵住在他们里面。
The Christian life.
这才是
基督的
生命、生活。
And Christ is in us.
基督在我们里面，我们在基督。
Now it can only happen through Christ.
只能够在基督里。
If you say, I'm going to go into the Father,
你说我来到父面前。
You'll hit a stone wall.
你直接来到父面前，你会
碰墙。But if you come in the name of Jesus Christ,
但是当你奉主耶稣的名
，You're in，
你就能够进到父那里。
The Holy Spirit wants to serve and empower you.
圣灵愿意服侍，给你能力。
Not because you're a man.
不是因为你是人。
All right, I'm a man now.
我是一个人物。
I'm free.
我得释放。
I'm gonna do whatever I want. I have authority over all the animals and my wife.
我要干什么都可以，我有权柄来制服我的妻子。
No, but if you're not in Christ.You're not free.
如果你不在基督里，你就没有得释放。
You need that environment of Christ to be free.
你在基督这个环境里面才能够得自由。
I'm going to serve God.
我要侍奉神。
I'm going to do it on my own.
我要自己干。
I'm going to come up with some things God's never even thought of before.
我要搞一些事情神都没有想到的。
Well, you go ahead and do them. I believe you get in trouble for it.
你可以去干，但是你会有很大的。
You're not free just to do whatever you want to do.
你不能够自己任由行。
When are you free?
你怎么能够得自由？
You're free when you do what you were born to do.
你得自由是做那些你生来要做的事情。
Well, we may have to look at that tomorrow.
我们可能明天才能看这些事。
I'm afraid I'm taking you to the edge.
我们实在把你们带到悬崖。
I see they're stoking up the tar and feathering outside.
我看到你们要跑出去了。
I only say this.
我只要讲这些。
If this room alone,
如果在这个里面的人,
those assembled here,
我们聚在这里的人,
we're living the Christ life.
如果我们能够把基督的生命活出来,
what a tremendous time.We'd have together.
我们实在这段时间就没有白费。
Dear saints, we're bound in our self-life.
当我们己生命被捆绑。
We think we're separate from God.
我们以为我们跟神是没有关系的。
We need to be reconciled to the truth.
我们要在真理的里面与神来相合。
And so I end with Paul's exhortation.
所以我愿意用保罗的劝勉来结束。
Haven't we all drunk the same Christ?
我们都同饮于一位基督吗？
Haven't we all been baptized through the same sea?
我们都浸在一个身体里面。
Haven't we all eaten the bread of heaven?
我们是不是都同吃了属天的粮食？
And yet with some of them, God was not well pleased.
但是在我们当中有一些是神不喜悦的。
There needs to be a dwelling place on earth. God's looking for that.
神在地上需要一个居所，神在那里寻找。
You were born to be God's dwelling place.
你的出生是为了要成为神的居所。
And we have been gathered corporately to be God's dwelling place.
我们一起聚集，为的是成为神的居所。
We can believe that all we want.
我们可以这样信。
But it's only done through the Christ life.
但只有靠着基督的生命才能够完成这一个旨意。
May the Lord help us.
求神帮助我们。
Our Father, we come to you.
父啊，我们来到你的跟前。
We thank you for the grace in Christ Jesus.
我们谢谢在耶稣基督里面你给我们的生命跟恩典。
That brought us to a wonderful salvation.
把我们带进这奇妙的救恩里面。
We have all tasted of the things to come through Christ.
我们都尝到在耶稣基督里面给我们的。
But now, Lord, the life within.
今天在我们里面的生命。
Oh, that it might be the Christ life and not the self life.
愿意不是我们的己生命，乃是基督的生命。
We're so hindered by the natural man.
我们实在受属血气的限制。
And we just don't see the beauty of this dwelling place encompassed by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, that our joy might be made full.
以至于我们进到那里，我们的喜乐才能够满足。
Oh Lord, we just share these things in a simple way.
哦，主，我们愿意很简单的把这些话摆在你的跟前。
Do release us to be the sons of glory.
叫我们能够得释放，成为荣耀之子。
Set us free to be full of this Christ life.
释放我们，叫我们能够真正活出。
Yes, we pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。 Amen.